olvides que este audio viene con la transcripción completa. Más información al final.
¿Quieres poner en práctica tu speaking con un profesor nativo? Pues ¿por qué no pruebas iTalki? iTalki tiene miles de profesores nativos que te pueden ayudar. Y además, si eres amigo nuestro, te dan 100 créditos para una clase gratis. Más información en amigosingleses.com.
Diálogos en inglés 45. Driving. Hello, officer. Everything okay?
Are you aware your brake light's not working, madam?
No, but thank you so much for the information.
Could I see your driving license and registration, please, madam?
Yeah, of course, but you know, I'm a bit late. I'm going to my daughter's birthday.
Okay, well, let's see if we can do this as quick as possible.
Okay, of course, sir. Okay. This is my driving license.
Thank you. Mrs. Carrasco, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay. Just bear with me one moment. I'm going to check your details. Have you been drinking at all this evening?
No, I haven't. I just had a glass of water.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you'd like to step out of the car, please, madam.
Oh, please, but I have to go. I'm really late and there's...
Step out of the car, madam, or you'll be spending the night in a cell.
Okay, okay.
Okay, I'd like you to put your hands on the bonnet of the car. I'm gonna
but
just...
Please, I'm not a criminal. I'm just going to my daughter's birthday, as I said.
I'm just doing my job, madam. Please put your hands on the bonnet.
Okay, okay, but this is not necessary.
I don't want to have to use force.
What?
But okay, I'm just going to search you now, so please keep still. Just searching for any illegal substances.
Do I really look like someone that is dealing with drugs? Have you not seen my car full of presents with the pink wrapping?
Actually, I might have to check those presents as well.
Oh my goodness, please let me go. Everyone is waiting for me. It's a surprise party, you know, so everyone is going to be hiding.
Turn around. I'd like you to blow into this device, please.
I haven't been drinking, sir.
Blow into the device, please, madam.
Okay, okay.
Keep going, keep going, keep going. Don't stop. Thank you. Okay, thank you. That's enough. Oh, that's interesting, because here it says that you had a glass of orange juice, a peanut butter sandwich...
What?
...three olives, and a lemonade. Is that correct?
Yes, it is correct, but that was yesterday, not today.
Okay, everything seems to be in order, madam. You can...
Are you pulling my leg? How do you know... How do you have this information?
That's what it says here. It's on your breath.
I feel like my privacy is being invaded. Okay, can I go, Mr. PC Philip?
Yes, you may.
And make sure you get that brake light fixed.
Have a nice day, madam.
Yeah, have a lovely day too.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Dialogues in English podcast. How are you, Isabel?
Muy bien. ¿Y tú, Philip?
I'm very well, thank you. And so today's episode is all about driving, and we're going to talk about our experiences behind the wheel. How many wheels does a car have, Isabel?
Is this a trick question?
It's a trick question, but let's see if you can get the answer.
It's got... Five?
Why?
Las dos delanteras, dos traseras y la de repuesto.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Y la del volante, the steering wheel.
Yeah.
Six.
Six, that's right, yes, very
good.
So the car has four wheels and a spare wheel in the maletero, in the, ¿cómo se dice?
Se dice boot.
Yes.
Como una bota, ¿no?
Exactly.
A pair of boots.
Or in the United States, they say the trunk. Como,
oh, como un tronco.
Lo que tiene un elefante.
Ah, trompa.
Yeah.
O trunk puede ser también de un árbol, ¿no? Tronco.
That's right, yeah.
Okay.
So it has six wheels. A car has six wheels. Four that go on the road, one in the boot, and then the volante. Pero ¿cómo se dice volante?
Ah, se dice a steering wheel.
Steering wheel, yeah. The volante and the spare wheel.
A spare, yeah. Es de repuesto, ¿no?
So, first of all, Isabel, I'd like to ask you some questions.
I know what the first question is going to be, and I really don't want to answer this.
How do you know? Ah, about your driving test.
Yes.
How did you know it was going to be my first question?
Because I know you quite well after 45 podcasts.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to ask you about your driving test. Did you pass your driving test for the first time?
No, I didn't. And you know.
Me neither.
Ah, I thought you did.
No.
So how many times did you?
I passed second time.
Ah, okay. Well, I think you win on this one.
How many times did you do your driving test before you passed?
I passed the fourth time.
The fourth time? I thought it was the third time.
And you know, I have a really funny anecdote because on the second time in the exam, the examiner went on the car.
On the car?
Well, came in the car. Siempre me confundo. The examiner got in the car, in the back. And then my trainer, my teacher, he said, okay, start driving.
Oh, so you had two people in the car for your driving test?
Yeah, you always go with your teacher or your trainer. And then in the back, the examiner is sitting there taking notes.
The examiner was in the back. That's different. In England, I just did it with the examiner next to me. My teacher was waiting in the car park.
Ah, okay. Now here you go next to your teacher and then...
So you have extra pressure in Spain.
Yeah.
Two people watching you.
And also, it's very easy to fail. And sometimes they just give you a silly excuse because they just want you to pay for more lessons and to pay for the... ¿Cómo se dice? Las tasas?
The class fees.
Yeah, if you fail twice, then you have to pay the fees again, and everything is a lot of money. So we think that they are all together in the business. And I mean, I'm not the best driver, but really, I could have passed before. But the second time, I forgot to put the seat belt on.
Really?
It was really bad.
and you failed for that reason?
No, because the good thing is that the examiner didn't realize.
Because he was in the back.
And the teacher, he gave me a look and he was like... Then I realized, I was like, oh no, I can't believe it. I'm going to fail because of this stupid reason. But then my teacher helped me. So I look at the examiner when he was distracted. Then I put the seatbelt on and my teacher started coughing so that he didn't realize of the click that it does, no? When you put it on. So he was like... Yeah, more or less. It was so bad. But then, I failed because of something else. I don't remember.
You ran over a small child.
No, I didn't run over anyone. No atropellé a nadie.
I was absolutely gutted when I failed my driving test. It's a horrible feeling.
What did you do?
Well, everything was perfect, apart from when I arrived at a zebra crossing.
Oh.
And I was driving quite slowly, as you would if you were approaching a zebra crossing.
Yeah.
And there was a woman walking along the path, along the pavement, and she suddenly decided to cross the zebra crossing. So she turned quite suddenly. And the examiner, he was really scared. And he overreacted.
Really?
And he slammed his feet on the brake pedal and the clutch pedal.
Because they have it. These cars are special.
They have dual pedals. Mm. And in that moment, I realized, I've totally failed because he had to intervene. But he didn't need to.
You were going to press the brake.
I would have, if he'd have given me a chance. But he overreacted.
I suppose it's scary to go around with all these... unexperienced drivers risking your life.
Yeah, but I was absolutely gutted. But then I passed the second time, so it wasn't too bad.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair. The examiner is next to you and he can make the decision to press the the break before you do, no? That's why I think it's better to have your teacher, because also you feel more confident. It's the person who's been with you in every lesson.
Yeah. So how did you feel when you finally passed on your fourth?
Well, I just felt relieved. Anyway, let's move on.
So that's that's interesting. I didn't realize that you passed on your fourth attempt. And to anyone who's listening to this podcast, let us know in the comments, how many times did you have to do your driving test before you passed? So anyway, what about accidents? Have you ever had any accidents, Isabel?
I had, yes. Not really? Very serious ones, luckily. But once I hit a taxi driver, it wasn't serious.
Yes, I
just
remember.
A little scratch.
I was in the car.
Rasguño. Yes. Yeah, actually, you were there. And then the other one, I was with a friend of mine. He was driving, and it was a really small car, un Twingo.
Yeah.
Renault Twingo.
Yeah.
Don't buy this car, please. If you're thinking about buying a car, it's the least secure car that I've ever been in. And we just left. We had parked the car, and we went for a drink, and then we were going to go to another bar. We just got in the car, and he was going to change the CD in the CD player, and he got distracted and he bumped into one of the other cars that were parked next to us. So that was next to us. So we were just leaving the place, and then we had a stupid accident, but the car was seriously damaged, and I hit my head with the window, and I had a huge bump on my forehead. Un chichón gigante.
So you were sat in the front passenger seat?
No, I was in the back, but I was looking out the window.
Okay, well, thankfully it wasn't very serious.
No ha habido secuelas, creo. Okay. ¿Cómo dirías eso?
You'd say aftermath. Secuelas is aftermath. So there were no secuelas.
And
there
you
weren't,
feel it?
There weren't any long-term injuries. Me? No, I don't think I've ever had any serious accidents. Only once, maybe I skidded off the road in icy conditions, but traveling very slowly, and there was no damage, no injuries. I was on my own, nobody else involved.
I think you broke my wing mirror once.
Yeah.
Didn't you?
I didn't break it. It was a pigeon that broke the wing mirror.
Oh my God.
When I was driving through the countryside in your car, and a pigeon was flying across the road and hit the wing mirror and smashed it.
Oh, I prefer not to ask what happened to the pigeon.
It was, there were lots of feathers flying around, but
ouch.
Never mind.
And what kind of driver are you, Philip?
Well, I think I must be a better driver than you, because I passed second time, you passed fourth time. I haven't had any serious accidents. You've had a couple, so I'm quite... Maybe I'm a better driver than you, would you say?
I would say you are more confident, but not really a better driver. It was the taxi driver's fault.
Yeah.
And the second accident, I wasn't driving. I was just the passenger, so...
Yeah, that's true. I think I'm a good driver.
Yeah, you are. Compared to my mother, yes.
I don't break the speed limit. I indicate, which is something that a lot of people in Spain don't do when they're on roundabouts. You never know which way they're going to go, when they're going to turn off. And I don't tailgate people. Do you know what I mean when I say tailgate?
What is tailgate?
Tailgating is when you drive very close to the person in front of you.
Yes, they do this all the time.
It's
that's
terrible.
What it calls tail, no?
Yeah, tailgating. Yeah, it's when they drive very, very close to you. And
because they want
you
to move out.
Yeah, when they want you to move out the way. They do that a lot in Spain. It's horrible.
It's really annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Is there anything else that annoys you about drivers in Spain or in England?
I don't like that they beep the second after the traffic light goes green.
Yeah.
There is always an idiot behind you that is ready to beep right on your ear. So that you move, and
right
in England,
right
in your ear. In England, people were much more relaxed, and they usually use the horn only to prevent an accident, no? But here they just beep and beep all the time. And what I hate is when someone has parked their car en doble fila, ¿cómo se dice?
When they've parked
second line
on a
when someone is blocking your car, you cannot leave, and then they start pressing the horn for an hour until this person comes.
When you're double parked, they say.
Ah,
double when someone has been blocked in.
Hmm.
In Spain, they just press the horn, don't they? Yeah, and just wait for the person to come back. Yeah.
Philip, I think you were stopped by the police once.
Yes, I think once I was stopped in Fuerteventura, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, it was a police control. They were checking for drink drivers. And we had a beer, hadn't we?
Mm, we just left the bar in the village. It was a really small village, maybe, I don't know, not even 100 people living there. It's just a tiny village. And we just went to one of the only bars in the village. We had a drink. So we didn't expect to see any police in the area.
Yeah. And so, well, I wasn't over the limit, but yeah, they stopped us and they breathalyzed me. I had to blow into this breathalyzer.
To breathalyze is hacer la prueba, ¿no? De alcoholemia.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And I wasn't over the limit and they let me go, so it was fine.
But it was really a bit scary because I knew that Philip didn't have his driving license because he forgot to take it. And also he didn't have his passport with him. His passport was in the apartment where we were staying. So the police breathalyzed him. Luckily, because he just had the beer, the result was negative.
Yeah.
But then straight away they asked, okay, sir, so can I please see your driving license? Sorry, I don't have it here. Okay, at least can I see your passport or some kind of identification? Sorry, I don't have any. And the woman was a bit stressed, but then there was another police officer. He was like typical man from the Canary Islands, very relaxed, very friendly.
Yeah.
And he was like, okay, además te dijo en inglés, ¿no? Como, okay, boy, just go. O algo así, como, come on, just move.
Yeah. I think the police in Fuerteventura are a little bit more relaxed than perhaps in mainland Spain, so they let me off.
Yeah, if it had happened anywhere else, you would have probably been in trouble, driving with no license, no passport.
Well, I think in Spain maybe that's not allowed, but in England you don't have to have the papers on you. I think they give you like 7 days to send your papers to them.
Here,
if you don't have them with you.
I think nowadays they can probably check it in their database.
Yeah.
I suppose, but you should wear your identification with you.
Yeah, it's not common for an Englishman to carry ID though.
No.
In Spain everybody has their ID card. In England we don't have ID cards. We just have a driving license and a passport, and we don't take our passports around.
I was thinking about any other anecdotes that I had with cars, and I remember that once they stole my car on Christmas Eve.
Really?
We went to my cousin's house for dinner, and then when we came back, my father was asking, where did you park the car? I cannot see it. I don't know. I think it was where I always leave it. Well, it's not there.
Oh.
And then so we had to call the police, we reported it, and it was an old car anyway, but it was really annoying. And then a few days later, the phone rang and I picked it up and they said, it's the police calling. I was like, oh yeah, the car, it's true, I didn't remember. And then they said, we found the car, it was somewhere in the city center in Madrid. And they said that some people had been using it, drug dealers and also people who was going to buy drugs,
drug traffickers.
Yeah, they had been using my car as a taxi to
really?
Go to the area where they sell the drugs to come back, and so they just did this until they ran out of petrol.
Yeah,
and then they just abandoned it. And but I know that you had some bad experience with your first car. didn't you?
Yeah, my car was also stolen. Yeah, my first car was a Ford Fiesta, and I used to use it at university up in Manchester, and the student accommodation was in a bit of a dodgy area in Salford.
Dodgy is like a bit...
Yeah, a bit dangerous. Yeah. And I parked the car outside the student accommodation car park, and the car park has these big gates, so it probably would have been pretty safe inside, but I wasn't allowed to park the car inside the gates, so I left it outside the gates. I think I was at a party or something, and somebody called and said, is your number plate L96THD or something like that? And I said, yeah, that's my number plate. Why? I said, it's being stolen right now outside the flats. So I just ran downstairs and out into the car park. When I got into the car park, I looked through the gate, this big iron gate, and I could see five young teenagers with hoodies and crowbars. You know what a crowbar is? One of these bars used to open doors and things.
Como una barra de acero, ¿no?
Yeah.
And, oh my God.
And one of them was trying to unlock the steering wheel. One of them trying to start the engine. One of them was looking through the glove box and throwing things out into the street. And I think another one was like shouting abuse at me. Because when I ran out, I said, hey! Yeah. Hey, that's my car! And I just shouted, the police are on their way! And they said, come out here! And they were shouting at me. And then they started it and they managed to get away.
So you didn't get closer to them, no? You were a bit scared. You just shouted at them.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone out there in a million years.
No, because they had this bar. You were behind the iron door.
Yeah, there were five of them and they didn't look very friendly. And
where they were in this, ¿cómo se decía? Pasamontañas. You know, when they put some kind of...
A balaclava.
Balaclava.
No, they weren't wearing balaclavas. They were wearing hoodies and they weren't trying to hide their faces very much. But yeah, I never saw that car again, but the police found it a few days later, burnt out in a ditch somewhere.
So they set your car on fire.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
They were joyriders. They just wanted to have fun. They're bored teenagers. So after that, I had to walk everywhere. And I think that's it then. Just a few questions for you, Isabel. Let's see how good your English is. ¿Cómo se dice limpia parabrisas?
Windscreen wiper.
Windscreen wiper. Yeah, or windscreen wipers.
It's a long one.
And how do you say lunar?
Lunar, no. Luna.
Luna.
Lunar se dice mole. Pero luna del coche se dice windscreen.
Windscreen, yeah. ¿Y volante?
A steering wheel. I'm sure you will remember because we mentioned it before.
And cinturón?
Cinturón, seatbelt.
And how would you say maletero?
Boot.
Good. ¿Y en el otro lado cómo se llama?
El otro lado. El capó, ¿no?
El capó.
No sé cómo se dice en inglés.
¿Cómo se llama?
El capó.
Capó. Well, in British English, it's the bonnet. In American English, it's the hood. Yeah, they call it hood, capucha.
¿Y bonnet no es, no tiene otro significado? ¿Como un gorro o algo así?
Yeah, for a baby bonnet.
Un gorrito de bebé.
Yeah.
Baby bonnet.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Okay.
Nice. ¿Y cómo se dice retrovisor, que antes lo he mencionado?
Yes, it's a wing mirror. A wing mirror.
Mm-hmm. Es como un espejo con alas. Wing mirror.
Yes.
¿No? O no, viento.
Wing. Yeah, de ala.
Como ala. Wing mirror.
Yes.
Eso.
And how would you say guantera?
El glove box.
The glove box, yes. We mentioned it before.
Es la caja de los guantes.
That's right. And how do you say un coche
descapotable, you mean?
Descapotable, yeah.
Convertible car.
That's right, a convertible, yeah. Wow, it'd be great to have a convertible if you live in Spain. Not such a good idea if you live in England.
To be honest, I've seen more convertible cars while I was living in England than I see here in Barcelona. Yeah. People quite like them.
They like them in England.
Mm.
Yeah.
They are quite popular. I don't know why, because it's always raining.
Yeah, but if you live in England and it's a sunny day and you have a convertible car, you are the coolest person in the whole world.
That's right. That's 100% happiness feeling.
Yeah. Okay, so we hope you enjoyed this episode of the Dialogues in English podcast. Let us know your thoughts in the comments. Tell us any interesting driving stories that you have. And if you have any questions, let us know and we'll answer them for you. And don't forget as well, we also have some worksheets for the first two seasons of Dialogues in English, which are available now in our shop. Season 3 will be available soon. So check it out, because the worksheets, what are they, Isabel? What are the worksheets?
Well, it's a PDF that contains the whole transcription. So in case you haven't understood something in the podcast, you have everything there. So it's really good to listen to the podcast a few times while you read the transcript. But then also we give you the vocabulary. We give you some cool English. We give you expressions, grammar, and there are exercises that you can...
There are some
exercises you can do in order to make sure that you've learned
and
everything important, and it's a really relaxing way to learn English.
Yeah, so check it out. If you're listening to this podcast but you haven't understood everything, or if you really want to take advantage and remember and absorb much more of the English from each episode, then the worksheets would be very helpful for you. So check it out if it sounds interesting to you. And we'll see you very soon. Thanks for
Hasta
listening.
Hasta pronto.
Bye-bye.
Adios. Ciao.
Ciao.
Psst. Hey, how's it going? ¿No has entendido todo? No problem. Hemos creado para ti las worksheets. Son PDFs que van con cada capítulo, diseñado para ayudarte a mejorar tu inglés de la forma más fácil y natural. Cada worksheet contiene la transcripción completa, todo el vocabulario clave, las frases, ejercicios y más, para que saques el máximo partido de cada capítulo. Para conseguirlas, visita nuestra tienda en amigosingleses.com.